USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Busy day on Capitol Hill with multiple hearings taking place. The Senate discussing voting rights and the H.R. 1 bill that was passed in the House earlier this year. Senators also taking part in hearings on COVID-19 and new gun regulations. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
And a group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Discussions continuing over teaching what some consider a controversial theory in schools.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth-generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids, and I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
We should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An ointment used to treat Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit could be the reason for the horse testing positive for drugs. Trainer Bob Baffert releasing a statement saying an antifungal ointment was used to treat some skin irritation after the Santa Anita Derby. Baffert explaining the horse was given the medicine once a day until just before running in the Kentucky Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.